Lou Amundson had a career-high 21 points to go along with 8 rebounds off the bench, and the Pacers pounded the Trailblazers last night, 92-75. Blazer head coach Nate McMillan says poor shooting was the difference in the game.
You got to make shots. We didn't make shots early in the game, and I thought that started to affect us defensively. Pretty much they took control of the game, but you got to make shots when you have open looks.
Portland shot just 31.3% from the floor and made just 20 field goals in the game. That's a new mark for the fewest field goals ever in franchise history. LaMarcus Aldridge had 17 points to pace the Blazers. They fall to 1-3 on their 7-game road trip, and they play at New York today. It's a 4:30 tip-off right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Other winners in the league yesterday were Orlando, Toronto, Houston, the Lakers, Dallas, Denver, and Golden State. It wouldn't sting so bad if Portland lost if the Lakers were to lose as well. DeVoe Joseph led all scorers with 25 points, and Tony Woods added 14 as Oregon rolled over Louisiana State 96-76 in last night's NIT opener. Ducks out-hustled the Tigers in just about every category. They scored 22 points off of 17 Tiger turnovers and got 27 points off the bench. Oregon hosts Iowa in round two action this Sunday. Tip-off is at 2 o'clock, and we will have that game for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Meantime, Western Kentucky and BYU each overcame big deficits to earn first 4 wins in the NCAA tournament last night. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron were in attendance. The first round continues today with Vermont facing Lamar and South Florida against California. And yesterday's first day of NFL free agency did not disappoint. Wide receiver Vincent Jackson signed for big money with the Buccaneers. Wide receiver Pierre Garçon left the Colts to join the Redskins. And the Dolphins traded wide receiver Brandon Marshall to the Bears. Denver Post says Peyton Manning has narrowed his list of teams to the Broncos, the Cardinals, the Dolphins, and the Titans. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.